delicious Rita. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 34, verse 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. That's right. The name that is above all names, Jesus, the name that where salvation is found. There's no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Let's magnify that name and let us exalt it together. Hey, happy Thursday to you. Good to see you this ninth day of August 2018. It's Joey Kroll hanging out here with you. I hope you are having yourself a wonderful, wonderful week. Our kids were even talking about getting ready to go back to school. So, you know, I do have to say this. I love spending time with my kids, and I most days of the week, I work from home. I have my own little workspace and office and my own computer. Everything I need, I work from home. And with the kids being home during the summertime, I have a little countdown going on and how many more days they go back to school. So, but yeah, that's coming up here another week and a half, about 2 weeks or so. So I'm have that circled on my calendar. Thank you very much. So, well, Fred, it is so good to see you. I really do look forward to our Thursdays together. And, you know, Thursdays are just a hopping day here at Great News Radio. In fact, today we'll have our English conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center. Always have that for 5 to 6 week series. We take a couple of weeks off after that, and we pick back up again for another 5 to 6 weeks. And it's happening yet again today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, providing beginner and intermediate instruction in our English conversation class. It's at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square in Urbana. It's free. Feel free to join in anytime. If you or somebody you know would benefit from attending our English conversation classes, you can get connected with us by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on About, or by calling us at 217-367-7777, or just by showing up. Yeah, 10 a.m. to 12 noon today. Looking forward to that. You know, I heard somebody say one time, being a parent is the most frustrating, the most rewarding, the most stress-filled, and the most joy-filled job you will ever have. Can I get an amen on that? That is a... buckle up for your roller coaster ride. That's all I got to say. Isn't that the truth? But today we're going to be talking about, here on today's edition of Mark and Friends, when your kids go south. I know there are many of us listening today. I know there are many people in our church where their kids, their grandkids, family members, relatives, loved ones are so far from the Lord. It just breaks your heart. And today we're going to talk about what to do when your kids go south, from the book of Judges, right after this, on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. I will not forget your love for me, and yet
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And have you ever had high hopes for your kids only to find out that they were never met? Maybe you have children who are grown up and out of the house and they are far from the Lord. So far, so left field that it just breaks your heart. You know, today we're going to take a look at a family in the Word of God that had high hopes for their son. He was supposed to be a man of God that was supposed to be set apart from culture, but he was anything but. And today we're going to talk about when your kids go south. We're going to take a look at the life of Samson, but also more focus on his parents. When your kids go south. So I'm going to read for you today, Judges chapter 14. If you have your Bible, it'd be great if you can turn there. Judges chapter 14, verse 1 says, Samson went down to Timnah, and at Timnah he saw one of the daughters of the Philistines. Then he came up and told his father and mother, I saw one of the daughters of the Philistines at Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife. But his father and mother said to him, is there not a woman among the daughters of your relatives or among our own people that you must go and take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? But Samson said to his father, get her for me, for she is right in my eyes. So what's the problem here? Well, before we see the problem, we need to look at the background. Before Samson was a twinkle in mommy and daddy's eyes, they were unable to have kids. In fact, in Judges 13, it tells us that his mother was barren. She was unable to have kids. And at this time, Israel, God's people, were under the hand of their enemy, the Philistines. So God sent an angel to the husband and wife and said, hey, I know you're unable to have kids, and you'll have a son. He will deliver your people from the hand of the Philistines. And God's going to use him in mighty ways, and he is to be a Nazarite. Nazarite were people who were specially devoted to God, leaving their hair uncut, drinking no wine, and a few other things as well. And they were to be set apart. So the problem is Samson was anything but devoted to God, anything but set apart from culture. He lived like he was God. He lived to please himself. And he wanted, as we just read in the text here, wanted to marry a Philistine. Now remember that Israel, God's people, were under the hand of their enemy, the Philistines. And now he wants to marry one of them? They were not believers. They actually had a reputation of being a thorn in Israel's side for hundreds of years. They had their false gods and so on and so forth. And, you know, God's word does talk about how we are not to be joined together with an unbeliever. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? The Bible commands, not Joey Kroll, not anybody else, the Bible commands. God himself says, if you are a child of God, you are not to marry an unsaved person. If you do, you are headed for disaster. When God was leading the Israelites into the promised land, he gave them some strong commands on how they ought to deal with pagan nations. And Deuteronomy 7:3, it says, you shall not intermarry with them, giving your daughters to their sons or taking their daughters for your sons, for they will turn away your sons from following me to serve other gods. Samson not only pursued women that were pagan from ungodly pagan nations. He also had a nasty anger issues. He was a vengeful man. He was addicted to sexual sin. He broke God's law. He did not walk in line whatsoever according to his calling. Now think about his parents. I'm sure they had high hopes for Samson. I'm sure they had dreams of him doing some incredible things for the Lord. I'm sure they had a picture in their mind of him being successful in the ministry. I'm sure they had expectations of him like any parent has for their kids. And I'm sure they were let down and disappointed to see what their son was doing, being far away from the Lord. And that's where it leads us for a conversation today. When your kids go south, what do? Maybe you have kids or grandkids or family members. It doesn't really matter. What do? You pray for them. Friend, you pray that God will convict their heart. You pray that God will keep them up at night. You pray that they have such an emptiness in whatever they're doing. You pray that they have no peace whatsoever in the midst of their rebellion towards God. You pray for them. Job prayed for his family continually. He went to God's throne room on their behalf. Some people, let me tell you something, some people are so deep into sin, so deep that only God can take them out. Did you get that? They may be so deep that flesh and bones can't change it, that therapists can't change it, that counselors can't change it. It may have gotten to a point in their life that they're so deep in their sin that it takes an act of God stepping in and restoring them. That's why you pound on the doors of heaven until the hinges come off. You pray for them. Also, you lovingly confront them. What do when your kids go south on you? You pray for them. You lovingly confront them. And that's how exactly Samson's parents addressed it. They said in verse 3 in Judges 14, "But his father and mother said to him, 'Is there not a woman among the daughters of your relatives or among all our people that you must go and take up a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?'" So we have Samson here who fell in love with an unbeliever, and his parents warned him. They warned him. They lovingly confronted him. See, Samson died. I don't know if you know the story, but Samson died at a young age because he would not listen to his parents. Samson died young. Now, when we grow up as adults, we don't listen to our parents in the same way we did as kids. You with me? I mean, if you're 40 years old, you don't need to call your parents and say, "Mom, can I go outside and play?" You know what I'm saying? But how many of us know that our parents, if they're still alive, have lived a little bit longer than we have? And they may have a little bit more wisdom than us, especially if they are believers. Lovingly confront them. Lovingly. Galatians 6:1, "Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore them in a spirit of gentleness." Why should you lovingly confront somebody? Well, the Bible says to restore them. So you can restore them, not so that you can win another argument, so that you can show that you were right yet again. No, no, no. You go and you approach them in a loving manner and you just share whatever it is. Daughter, God's word says that you moving in with your boyfriend, it would only lead to hurt. God's not going to bless that. God's not going to honor that. His hand won't be in the relationship. Or son, your drinking is out of control. It's tearing apart your family. Let's see what we can do to find you some help. Your whole desire is to restore them. That's why you lovingly confront them. So what do when your kids go south? You pray for them. You lovingly confront them. But also you live out your faith before them. It may be to the point in the relationship where they no longer listen to you. They no longer respect you. They don't want to hear, listen to anything you have to say. Well, if that's the case, you live out your faith before them. You may not be able to convince them with your words, but you can influence them by your walk. Let them see your walk with the Lord. Let them see you on your knees before the Lord. Let them see your God-honoring actions. So what do when your kids go south? You pray for them. You lovingly confront them. You live out your faith before them and always leave the door open. You know that story? The prodigal son who got all his stuff. "Dad, I'm out of here. Done with this family, done living in this house. Give me all my inheritance. Give me that everything that belongs to me. I am out of here." And in Luke chapter 15, verse 17, it says, "And when he came to himself," that young son, after he squandered all that money, "he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Isn't that a beautiful story? What an awesome ending. Let me tell you, that would have never happened if his daddy said, son, if you leave, don't ever come back. If you leave this family, you are dead to us. Friend, you always leave the door open. Always. No matter how far they are, no matter how mad you are at them, no matter what they do, no matter where they are at, always, always, always leave the door open to the relationship. Because honestly, some of us are done with certain people. Some of us are done with our kids. Some of us are done with our grandkids. Some of us are done with our cousins, nieces, and nephews. Some of us are done. But friend, you leave that door open because at one time, God could have been done with me. At one time, God could have been done with you. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So what do? When your kids, when your grandkids, your family members, those you love, people you work with, are so far from God, it's not even funny. You pray for them. You lovingly confront them. You live out your faith before them and always leave the door open to the relationship. Amazing Grace. Isn't that a beautiful rendition? It's Stephen Curtis Chapman right here on Mark and Friends today on our Thursday, this August 9th, 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. You can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. And also, since it is a new month, yeah, August, about a little over a week in, the August edition of Prime Lifetime's out and about. I picked up mine just a couple of days ago, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. There's an entire distribution list where you can pick up your free copy of the Prime Lifetime's Ministry of Great News Radio by visiting our website, primelifetimes.com. Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.